You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line right now, Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. We welcome Jason in now. Jason, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hope everybody's doing well there.
How's my man Copper doing, okay?
You probably will pick him up in the background here. He is pretty much implanted on me right now. So he's got something going on with his paws back there. So I apologize if he does come on a little strong.
There's no apologies.
Copper and Gigi are chilling here with me. So
nice.
No, we're good.
No, our
we
listeners
call it wolf packing. When it's just me and the dogs and everybody's at school or the house and we get like 15 minutes to chill, that's our wolf pack.
No, our listeners text in. They love it. It adds to the show. They enjoy it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Copper and Gigi are here to please.
Gotcha. Perfect. What's going on? Quarterback situation in Cleveland with Watson. Is this something where we can maybe even see a suspension not kick in until next year if everything keeps getting pushed back?
I don't know about that because I just think the reality is we are dealing at a certain level with sort of optics and PR, and we're dealing with precedents being set or precedents being broken or precedents being followed. And the reality for the NFL was last year they did not have to deal with this as a weekly ongoing storyline that intertwined with their on-field product whatsoever, because Cal McNair, the owner of the Texans, was willing to basically give Deshaun Watson $11 million to stay away from the cameras, away from the team, away from production meetings, and just try to sort this out without any commitment to football whatsoever and without getting the league office involved, right? We didn't need a new roster designation. We didn't need a commissioner's exempt list. Well, we're at a very different moment in time now where a different owner has said, I'm going to restructure that contract to protect you from any financial significant, even remotely significant financial ramifications if/when you do get suspended. We're going to set new precedents in terms of fully guaranteed contracts and the length and the amounts of those. We're going to capitulate to no trade clauses and everything else you might possibly want, even though all this is going on. And we creep day by day and week by week closer to these games being played and America being captivated by them and production meetings taking place and games that count in the standings being played. And the league's going to have some sort of a stance, some sort of a clarification, some sort of a policy on what it thinks of what we know of what Deshaun Watson has done to that point. And so, no, I don't think they could just say, well, this is still playing out in the meantime. He's going to get another mulligan this year, and he's just going to play football, and we'll deal with this once he settles 22 civil suits or whatever. I just can't fathom that being the road that they decide to go down. I think they're going to have to address this before the season starts. I think they will address this before the season starts. And I think he's going to miss, at least a quarter of this season.
Jason, the report is so far that the Steelers aren't necessarily in a big hurry to sign Minkah Fitzpatrick. How do you take that, and when do you think a deal might get done?
I think a lot of times with them, we see it happen while everybody's up in Latrobe, right? And there's a lot of time to talk to players and people. I'm assuming this will be a normal training camp situation, COVID willing. We've seen a lot of things kind of get rectified up there. That's kind of been their pace. That's kind of been their history. you tend to, within the first 10 days up there, somebody's having a press conference, and whether it's, you know, Antonio Brown or whomever, it would not shock me if right now they obviously, we don't even know the Division of Labor, right? I mean, they're in a nebulous spot, the likes of which we haven't seen that franchise in a long time, where they're figuring out exactly what a post-Kevin Colbert Steelers front office is going to look like. And there really is sort of a quiet time now. We're in a lull here. There's not much going on. I don't think there's a pressing sense of urgency for either party, you know, right bleeping now. But certainly this summer, I think, when the dust has sort of settled and we know who's doing what and what people's job descriptions are and who's reporting to whom and et cetera, then, you know, I think you could get those conversations going in pretty short order.
Odyssey Sports NFL insider Jason Lockenfora with us on the Fan Morning Show. You kind of started to segue into it pretty nicely there, Jason, so I'll ask. We're down to what seems like the final half dozen. Hunt, Kahn, yeah. Whaley, Weidel, Cowden, Spytek. It seems like we're getting as close as we've been to this GM search finally wrapping up. Is it over by Memorial Day? And then do you still think that Brandon Hunt, as we've talked about over the past few months, is the leader in the clubhouse, so to speak?
Yeah, look, I don't know how to handicap this right now. I don't know that the Steelers and going all the way up to the tippy top in ownership knew exactly sort of how this was going to play out. I get the sense it's been somewhat organic, and that, you know, I don't know that anyone there would have said, okay, by this date we think we'll be down to this many people, and by that date we think we'll be down to those, you know, that many people, and then we'll make a decision here. I mean, it was clear it was coming on the other side of the draft. It was clear that they were being very sort of meticulous and judicious about this, and that they didn't feel as if in order for us to be, you know, at maximum operation, we need to have this guy or, you know, gal or whomever in place by this date. Am I surprised? I guess personally I'm a little surprised it's gone to this depth just because of knowing what they have in-house and knowing how well some of those individuals are thought of and how in many cases they've sort of been groomed for expanding roles, whatever that title might be, and however we break all that down. And I think sometimes we get a little too caught up in that minutia, especially for well-run front offices and football operations like Pittsburgh, where there isn't backbiting, where there isn't, you know, constantly this guy climbing over that guy to get where he wants to go. You know, they've just look at the type of chemistry and cohesion they've had. It is sort of fascinating to me. Do you see one or two people promoted in-house and then sort of a second tier where maybe some new blood is added, maybe even, I don't know what you would call new old blood, like a Doug Whaley, coming back in the fold and not, you know, necessarily running things, but being part of the machine again? I think it has the possibility to go in a multitude of ways. If you had asked me in whenever it became official with Kevin right at the end of the season, what I thought, I would have thought, it, you know, that they would have at least known internally far before now what they were going to do, whether they were ready to announce it or not. And that's not the case, and the process is ongoing. So I don't know, man. I don't know that I would necessarily just, you know, circle Memorial Day because it's sort of the next big date on the calendar. It's not like they've whittled it down to one or two.
Well, that would be good, but it would also suck because all that crazy stuff Doug says, he says on our show. So we need that to keep going. Duncan's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Kenny Pickett. If you draft a quarterback in the first round, i.e. Kenny Pickett, does he have to play from day one in this situation?
No, I don't think he does at all. And I don't know. I'm kind of operating on this theory, and I wrote about this a little bit this week because I was looking at some NFL futures and trying to find some potential, I guess in light of the Kentucky Derby, right, some potential long shots who could bring you big value if you put a couple bucks on them. And I just started thinking about different teams and their approach. Like, I don't know that it's not smart to kind of let Mitch Trubisky go in there first. And what do, are we that much better up front? Like, do we really know what we have with this offensive line? Like, we think a lot of these guys can maybe help us road grade a little bit. And if you have to defend the quarterback in the run game, it's going to create mismatches for us in different possibilities in our blocking scheme and certainly in our ability to get Najee Harris out in space without three dudes hanging all over him. And is that, if that's what we really need to be as efficient as we want to be, to do what we know we need to do, which is let this defense be the star, and kind of go old school a little bit in our offensive philosophy and let Matt Canada put in these college concepts in terms of some of the things they want to do with multiplicity in the run game and the mesh point and option ball. Do you want the guy you just took in the first round kind of working through all those kinks? Or would you rather be the mercenary who, look, this is what you signed up for, and you know, we know your limitations in the passing game, but we understand the kind of athlete you are, and we got a script here that we think might work for us. So I don't know, man. I don't know that I'm feeling like I got to get Kenny Pickett ready to go week one. I think I might kind of let us continue to work as we thought we were working before we drafted a quarterback, because we weren't sure we were going to get one. And let's see if some of these concepts can really unlock some things for us. And we become a ball control team that, again, is going to aid our defense in a division and in a conference where there's a lot of quick strike teams. And there's a lot of teams that are built differently than us in terms of the ability to pass the ball right now. And you kind of lean into that. And if that's not going so great, or that just sort of runs its course, or that gets Mitch Trubisky hurt, then, you know, maybe a half season of Kenny Pickett, and maybe that's a lightning, and you get a jolt of lightning, and maybe you do unlock some more things as he continues to sort of develop on a week-to-week basis. I don't know. That doesn't seem crazy to me.
And we talked yesterday here on the show about the Steelers potentially signing a veteran offensive tackle. You talked about some question marks on the line as it stands right now, including that area. Are there any areas on the Steelers team you feel they haven't sufficiently addressed that they may before the season starts?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, you keep going back to studying depth charts this time of year and looking at teams, and I do keep going back to offensive line. You know, is Dan Moore, is he definitely a left? Like, is he definitely a starting left tackle in the league? Like, do we know that? Like, is that for sure?
Can I tell you what people say, though? People say, yep, Eric Fisher, and then people say, I saw James Harrison abuse him so many times. And that sticks with them in Pittsburgh, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, even Eric Fisher, I mean, he kind of looked like a bust, and then he kind of like looked like he was a thing, and then he kind of looked like a bust again. I mean, you don't know. You have to rep it out that these are things that we're not going to know. We're not going to be able to settle in May or in OTAs, you know what I mean, or fake football or whatever. But I kind of look at the tackle situation and say, I'm not sure. You know, I think they upgraded at center, but is that the long-term solution? And then sort of how do all these parts fit together? I do keep coming back to that and saying, I don't know if there's enough dudes there. But that also leads me to, well, you know what, how do you help those guys out? Well, you just let them try to push people around. You have them moving forward, not backwards. You try to get them to the second level in the option game and let them beat on some smaller, you know what I mean, safeties and corners, and really try to get that unlock some explosion in the outside running game, you know, pitch plays, et cetera, where you can kind of maybe play to their strengths or aid their development. I mean, do I look at that line and say, yeah, I'd want to drop back 50 times a game with him? I don't, but I also look at their quarterback situation and say, I don't want to drop back 50 times regardless.
Real quick, Jason, since you're down in Baltimore, I'd be remiss to not ask you, what's up with the perceived impasse between Lamar Jackson and the Ravens?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing up right now. You know, neither side anticipates a contract being done. He played for absolute peanuts to this point. So to him, playing for $23 million this year on the fifth-year option, I'm fine with that, man. That's plenty of money for you know, me to be all right. For them, what they offered before the start of last year was never close to getting a deal done. There wasn't a whole lot of momentum off of that. It's not a situation where he or his family feel like he needs to be involved in contract talks and proposals and counterproposals, because they've never written anything on a piece of paper and floated it to him that even got the conversation started. A franchise tag, I would say, is more certain than not. And then once you get to that situation, Steve Bisciotti's got to really, the owner, do some mental calculus and say, if these funding rules haven't changed, and I got to do what Jimmy Haslam had to do, which is write a check for $200 million and put it in escrow, is that really how I think I should run my business? Or do we need to trade this quarterback and, you know, go in a different direction? And I think those are the conversations that they're going to have in that building 6 to 9 months from now.
Jason Lockenfora, Jason, Copper, Gigi, everybody, thank you so very much.
Hey,
we
thank
appreciate
you guys.
It.
Enjoy your weekend.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
there
we got
we
it.
Go. There we go.
W-A-L-K. Oh, boy. Okay. Let me deal with this.
Thank you. We'll
see you, Jason.
You. Yep. Perfect.
Thank you.
That is great
that
stuff.
That was perfect.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.